Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. And in studio, I have with me a Muswellbrook candidate for the local government elections, and that is Jeff Drayton. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Gemma. How are you?
I'm not too bad. So, Jeff, could you let us know, why are you standing for local government?
Oh, well, it's something I've been interested in. I served a term about 10 years ago as deputy mayor. I've obviously, not so long ago, only 6 months ago, I was the Labor candidate in the by-election. So it's certainly something that interests me. And, the thing that interests me the most is serving the community, trying to make things better for people.
Absolutely. And I guess then, with your experience and what you've seen throughout the towns, what are you hoping then to address and really bring to the forefront of what your campaign's about?
Well, there needs to be some real change. There needs to be some transparency. And you've heard that, I know, from a number of people, from a number of candidates. And, I'm no different. The transparency does need to change. I can remember when... not so many years ago when, I would have known this before I was on council, when I would have known who the mayor was and who every councillor was, and I would have been prepared to stop them in the street and say, hey, hang on, I've got a problem here, can you fix it? Now, I think council's lost focus on that. I don't think that happens anymore. Council appears to focus on some bigger picture stuff where local council's job really is, not only, but certainly one of the primary roles is roads and footpaths and fixing all the stuff that's important to people. So... I think they've lost focus on that a little bit, and we need to regain a little bit of trust from the community and start and refocus on those things.
And so, are those just is that one of your main issues? Then is there any others that you're hoping?
Yeah, there is a number of issues that the mines and the industry around the place. I mean, we hear people talk, time after time, and council the same about local jobs for locals. But what's that really mean? I mean, local jobs for locals. What are they? Locals living in Brankston and Maitland, and I mean, local jobs for locals. Means people within our LGA, people who live within this shire, and I don't see it happening, and certainly I think that we should be working with our industry around here, which of course does form such a large part of the community. We should be working with industry and making sure that locals are genuine jobs for locals. I mean, apprenticeships, you've got to go through the local the local mines around here. The apprenticeships is the amount of apprenticeships has completely fallen away. If we can't have every year, the mines can't deal with the local schools, high school in particular, and if we can't put 50 or 60 apprentices through between all their mines, I really don't think they're having a go if that's not the case.
And so on top of this as well, what opportunities do you think could be presented to you if you were to stand in local government?
I think council needs to start lobbying really, really hard, lobbying state and federal governments for grants and for some help. There's and it's probably something I learned during the by-election. There's a lot of focus within this council and within the shire on lots of money and lots of time and money is spent on a minority of people. And I think one of the areas we forget of one of the areas that certainly has been forgotten is the there's all the social issues. There's lots of social, homelessness and domestic violence and aged care. And, they might not be things that people traditionally might see as local council, but they're absolutely things that local council can focus on and we should focus on. And I think they've probably dropped the ball there.
And what limitations then, on the flip side of that, do you think you could face in your candidacy?
Oh, there's always, whenever you're dealing with state and federal governments, there's always going to be limitations. But certainly, certainly just because there's limitations doesn't mean to say that you shouldn't tackle those issues. You should tackle the issues and council needs to tackle those issues.
And just finally as well, why should residents of Muswellbrook Shire vote for you?
I mean, I understand the shire. I was born and raised in Denman, mid-90s. I got married and I've lived the second half of my life, I guess, if you do the maths, you work out how old I am. So I understand the community well. I've served on council before. I've spent my whole life sort of representing workers and representing the community. I think I understand it really, really well, I understand what the community needs. And I certainly will be a loud enough voice for the community to make sure that their concerns are heard.
Well, Jeff Drayton, Muswellbrook Shire candidate, thank you for your time with me this morning.
No problem. Thank you, Gemma.